Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing.
Welcome to Relationship Talk with Dave. Yeah, welcome to the final note. Yeah, this episode is coming with a whole lot of mixed feelings, a whole lot of bittersweet memories, but yeah, this episode just has to happen. Trust me, it's not happening under the best of circumstances, but it's essential that I see these things out and I give a piece of my mind to as many people who are willing to understand the precepts and those concepts. Yeah, I'm still going to leave us to the song for a few seconds while I just go into my final notes. They are just key 7 points I want everyone to have at the back of their mind, listen to over and over again, even when Talk Relationship Dave is not there to give weekly podcasts. Let this final note always be glued to you.
Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever?
All right, so let's get straight to business. So on my final notes, I have the first point, and it's my first note to people who are in a relationship, people who are in intending relationships. Never give up on love. The beauty of a successful relationship will end and heal the agony of failed ones. So I don't know if you're out there and you had a bad relationship, your heart was broken, someone didn't keep up to their promise, somebody didn't keep up to their expectations, someone didn't keep their path of the bargain. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. I've heard young people say, I'm not going to love again. No, this love thing is not for me. It's for you. You would understand and enjoy it when you finally meet someone who matches up your energy, who is ready to give it his or her all and would not quit. Then you would find the beauty of this. Trust me, don't give up on love. The beauty of finding the right person and having a successful relationship, beautiful relationship, a kind of balanced relationship, a mutual relationship, will end and heal the agony of failed ones. But if you don't come in and give it a shot, again, the agony of the failed relationships will keep eating you and eating you and eating you up. Alright, so my second note is always choose commitment over feelings. Now, when you're in a relationship with someone, I know initially there's always this whoosh, whoosh, whoosh and nice feelings and all of that. The feelings that makes you not sleep. Just don't forget that there are chemical reactions in the body that are responsible for these hyper super feelings. Always choose commitment over feelings. When you're with someone, apart from what they are promising or how they are promising to be committed to you, you need to study how are they committed to other things or people in their lives. Are they serious with other things in their lives? Are they committed to other things in their life, or is it just you? Don't forget, nobody can give what they don't have. So if they are not naturally committed people, they can't commit to a relationship. If they are not naturally committed people, they can't commit to what you have in stock, what both of you should work out. So understand that people are just a replica of what they are in their private lives and their general lives. You love me? Yeah. Do you love other people in your life? How do you treat them? That's the same way they would treat you when the chemical reactions are all balanced. The third note, feelings die. Decisions outlive emotions. So don't just go because of emotions and feelings. Always make decisions based on personality, characteristics, purpose, goal, and vision of whosoever you want to be with. These are the things that could aid decisions. Nothing aids feeling. Feeling is aided by outward appearance and cognitive match. But decisions should be made on value, attributes. They are very, very essential. Number four, create a love life balance. Okay, so I'm going to dwell a little on this. I know relationships could be overwhelming and you could always want to just spend all your time with the one you love, give them your all, give them your everything, speak to them in the morning, speak to them in the noon, speak to them at night, not really have time for any other person. You're like, oh, this love is all that matters. Create a love life balance. So you have a love relationship, does not stop you from having a life. Have a life balance, have friends, have people you can talk to, have people you can see, have people you can hang out with. It's not just one person. If you're doing it all with one person, you will get bored, you get frustrated, you get worked up, it starts looking like a routine, and you could almost feel like you're being forced to keep up. But when you have a life, it will create a balance. You can have other perspectives to life. Even when things are tough, you can have conversation with other people. It brings freshness to your life. If love life is all you have, when it crashes, you would not have people to stand by you. You would not have people to stand for you. You would not have people whose communication and conversations will aid you. So always create a love life balance. The next note is avoid isolation. So there are some unique people and individuals who, when they want to be in a relationship with you, they would not want you to talk to friends, don't want you to talk to anybody, isolate you from your friends, isolate you from your family. Avoid it, irrespective of how you feel about the person. Avoid it. Trust me, if you avoid it, you will have me to thank for it later. Avoid isolation. No one should isolate you. When people isolate you, they are going to destroy you. They are going to make you make themselves the only option and the only available options in their lives. Doing that, it could cause a whole lot of damage. And when things don't work out, when things go, you would have no one to run to because they would have isolated every other person away from your life. Avoid isolation. Alright, so I also have the sixth note that says, don't love and abandon purpose. Find love in purpose, not purpose in love. So when you're planning your life, ensure you find purpose before finding love. Know what you want to do with your life. Know where you're going to. Then you would know who you need to go there with. Both of you can have entirely different purposes. Both of you can just have entirely unconnecting and unrelated purposes. So find purpose. In purpose, you would find love and it will be easier. You do not find love, then abandon purpose or make love your purpose and you start doing everything like anything for love, anything for love. It will destroy you. You would wake up one day unhappy. You would wake up one day unfulfilled, thinking you have abandoned everything for love, and it looks like you made a sacrifice no one is even appreciating or is going to thank you for. Rather, find purpose and find love in purpose. Yeah, so the last is See, when things are not working and it's breaking, you are allowed to step out and give yourself a break. It's a relationship. It's not marriage. In marriage, there is no break. We're all in this together. In relationship, give yourself a break. Reassess your purpose. Reassess what you want. Reassess what you wanted before you got into it. Reassess what you are now. Assess the value you're getting or the values you're not getting. Have a conversation. You necessarily don't need to have those conversations with yourself. Have the conversation with the person, the partner you're in a relationship with, so you understand. And if you're someone who is just coming out of a broken relationship or a dead-ended relationship, come on, don't give up. Giving up is not allowed. Heal. Just take your time as long as you want to heal, to process everything that has happened, to tell yourself it's not your fault, to take away any form of self-guilt and self-blame, and understand that it is just normal for two people's purpose and paths to go different ways. It's okay for people's what they want not to really align. When that is done, heal. When you heal, you're strengthened enough, you're balanced enough to relaunch. You don't go into a new relationship with the heartbreak of the previous one. You're going to make the new person suffer for the things the previous person did. So you should understand that you need to heal properly. When you heal properly, you relaunch. When you relaunch, you go through all the steps again and ensure that you are keeping a life that is worthy of a relationship. Not a relationship that is worthy of your life. No relationship is worthy of your life. No relationship is worth your life. Well, thank you for listening to Relationship Talk with Dave. It's really, really, really pretty sad to say goodbye, considering all of the episodes we've done together. If you know you've loved this podcast, if you know you enjoyed every bit of the episode, if you know it blessed you, if you know some of the principles had helped you in building your own relationship and it has yielded positive results, feel free to send your emails to davidmoyer@gmail.com. Feel free to send a WhatsApp message to me on WhatsApp. You can reach me on 0818-577-1412. Going off the podcast would even give me more time to attend to people personally, to deal with people personally, to cancel people personally and attend to challenges and situations they have. But the podcast for TLW comes to an end for the year. We're not closing the windows to possible resuscitation in the upcoming year. But for this year, this platform will not be dishing out podcasts as it used to. But feel free to reach out to me on other platforms, on Telegram with the number I gave to you, on WhatsApp with the number I dropped for you, via Instagram is talk_LWD. Send an Instagram message and you will be responded to. We would attend to whatever it is that you need, but ensure that your relationship needs to be healthy. It needs to be best, because a healthy relationship fosters and encourages and strengthens a healthy man. An unhealthy relationship would also gradually lead to an unhealthy personality. I love you. We love you. I talked about relationship with Dave. And thank you for standing with us. Thank you for being there. Bye. Sometimes it hurts instead, yeah.